time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to raise the curtains on the Muppet Show tonight. Why do we always come here? I guess we'll never know. It's like a kind of torture to have to watch the show.
And I don't have an intro for this thing, but I'm sitting with Nick Manoah in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we just saw one IPW show. We went to one last week, and we want to discuss that because it was a pretty nifty show. And Nick, you're going to say some words now.
Yes, it was very nifty indeed. Tonight's show wasn't too bad. I'm guessing they'll probably tack this on as like an extra to another DVD or something like that. But it was a pretty good show tonight, too. Nothing blow away, but it was fun. It's for the kids, as Drake Younger said.
It's for the kids, indeed. Just real quick, before we go into the other show, just to go over a couple matches from the night, like the opener, Reed Bentley and Big Sue Jackson, who are now known as the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, lost to the Kentucky Buffet of Matt Cage and
Alex Castle.
Thank you. He had a castle in his tights, too.
Yes.
But no, it was a really good match. The Kentucky Buffet, I really hope, come back. Especially if IPW's, I mean, they got a heck of a tag division now, but if they buff it up even more, Kentucky Buffet is perfect for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Kentucky Buffet is just spot on. Even Bentley and Sue Jackson did, you know, perfectly fine as, you know, it's the first time tagging or whatever, but I thought it was fun. It was a fun little tag match. The other match I liked was Isaiah against Drake Younger in the main event. Dojo Brothers Collide, first time singles match ever. Isaiah, the original man from the Rage Dojo, Drake Younger, probably the most famous guy coming out. But it was a fun little match. Drake won with like a crazy Samoan driver off the second rope or something. It was nuts.
Isn't that the Drake's Landing? I thought the Vertebreaker.
No, the Drake's Landing is the Vertebreaker.
Okay, I thought that was the Drake's Landing, and then the Vertebreaker was something else.
No, and then another match was Trip Cassidy against Osiris being the mystery opponent. Which, if you haven't seen Osiris, he's a 400-pound giant black man, 6'8", who just killed Trip Cassidy, but it was a fun little match.
Yeah, they Trip in IPW is kind of an underdog, and they kind of worked that story where Osiris hit him with a big move, kick out, hit him with a big move, kick out, and then Trip would, like, dodge something, get out of the way, hit something real quick, but Osiris, in the end, puts his face down the mat, and then after the match, shakes his hand. So that was all fun and good. The Assault Off on Autism show, like Nick said, will probably be a DVD extra on one of the upcoming DVDs. Maybe not the show we're about ready to talk about, because they just, I think they announced on the Facebook the other day that it'll be at the Dragon Gate show for sale.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, what a show, man. Like, I hope they don't tack on the Autism show to that show, because that's just too much wrestling. If you can believe that as a wrestling fan, but I mean, what did the 10th anniversary have? 10 matches? 11 matches? 11 matches.
Yeah.
We started off with the School of Rock, Remy Wilkins, Trip Cassidy, and Big Sue Jackson, taking on Reed Bentley, Matt Nix, and Overload. Matt Nix and Overload are from the Chicago Lucha.
Galley Lucha, yeah.
Right. It was a fun little match. It really showed that, you know, all, you know, six of those guys, mainly the four IPW regulars, really are hungry, and they really want this. They really want that time to shine.
The way you worded the word hungry, I thought you were going to say hung, and I was going to guffaw, but no. only in Remy's case.
Right.
Yeah, because never mind. Racist joke. No, dude, the Indiana independent seems a heck of a lot better now that the School Rock kid's around. Like, Big Sue Jackson works, especially for his experience level. He works great as a big man, does everything a big man should do. Remy Wilkins, I've bragged about this dude like 5 times. Homeboy's gonna get signed someday. Maybe soon, maybe not, who knows. And Tripp Cassidy is about the most hungry dude you'll ever meet. I mean, the guy drives 14 hours to do ring crew at Chikara just because.
And Reed Bentley is the most hungry person that I know, literally. He is always hungry.
Yes, and he rubs his nipples a lot. But no, Reed's up there with those guys. Like if they
call him the stepbrother of the School of Rock kids.
That's perfect.
He's like the adopted kid. He didn't train with them, but he's coming up with them pretty much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So those are guys about a year and a half from now. When you read IPW results, those will be the guys on top.
And Matt Nix wasn't bad either. He would be one of the guys that would be in a Young Lions Cup or something like that that would really show something. You know, that would be a chance to break out or whatever. We also had a pre-show dark match, though, the six-man with...
5 men, 1 woman.
Right. The student showcase people of John Murray, Clark Connor, and Dizzy D, I believe, against Hollywood Court.
Yes, Hollywood Court, Kyle Maverick, and James Reeves.
And that was a match that happened.
Yes, it is. And then the second match on the main show, DJ Hyde and Dave Davidson.
And if you want my honest opinion, I look at that match and I go, eh. But they tore it down. They tore it up, man. They tore it up and then tore it down. DJ Hyde was just, he had his working boots on. Dave Davidson, I'm not the biggest fan of the guy, but, man, he was in the mood. You know, that was a big show. He was ready to show what he was all about. They just brawled all over the arena. It was the best possible outcome for that match. It was just perfect for that match.
Exactly. Davidson took this backdrop early in the match on the bleachers. If you've ever seen Tessaro Naro take a backdrop where he goes, like, all the way vertical and then lands horizontal, that's how he took it. Didn't get quite the air, so it was a little scarier because it looked like he almost broke his neck.
Yeah,
but
that was nuts.
But yeah, this match, again, most fans would look at the card and be like, overlook it, you know, because you got Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly and Irish Airborne and all these dudes, Davey Richards. But if you get the DVD, don't skip the match.
Yeah, don't, because you'll be sleeping on probably the most fun brawl that I've seen this year that, didn't include someone like Necro Butcher or Sami Callihan or something like that.
Yeah.
And then up next we had Mr. 450 Hammett, which was actually Mr. 427
yes.
Hammett, as he crushed the man he was wrestling, James Avery, in the match. Before mm-hmm. he killed him on the 450-ish, mm-hmm. It was a really good match.
Yes. Both guys looked really good.
Yeah.
Yes. Other words, Mr. 450 had very catchy ring music.
That every Spanish guy uses ever.
Yes. So, hey, he's got that going for him.
And then next, I think next was the women's match, maybe?
WWE's tough enough star, Ivelisse Velez, took on Nevaeh, who is, she's in Shimmer and IPW, HWA, stuff like that. Former Shimmer Women's Tag Team Champion. It was a fun little match. It was a women's match. If you like women's matches, you'll like it. Frickin' Ivelisse came out to the tough enough music and just an audible groan as the music hit, as everybody was just like, oh, God, what is this?
Yeah, I've seriously never heard so many people groan at once. not necessarily a reaction to her, but the song.
Well, like once I was in a movie theater, and there was an awesome trailer, and everybody was like, oh, cool. And then they put up M. Night Shyamalan, and everybody was like, oh! And it was probably about the same when the music hit.
I do have very similar reactions to M. Night Shyamalan and Bill DeMott. My favorite part of the match was Ivelisse randomly busted out of Booker T's sidekick, and nobody acknowledged, like, oh, tough enough joke.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know why I remembered it even. But, and then what was fourth? There were a lot of wrestling matches on this show.
Right.
12, in fact.
Oh, 12. 12 big matches.
A lot of stutter and stammer in here.
Right. Even if we don't go right in order, we can just talk about the matches. B.J. Whitmer made his IPW return against Jesse Emerson. And the building was about 900 degrees. With the AC on, there was 300 people here. It was, you know, they were rowdy. They were into the wrestling. But I think that match might have suffered from it because, you know, the guys were giving it their all, but the fans were just dying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else was...
I was just going to mention that my favorite part of the match, but nobody seemed to really react to, because I'm a big MMA nerd, BJ at one point, like, pulls him into guard and goes for a, forget the name of the armbar, but he goes for, like, a really fancy jiu-jitsu armbar, and, like, this is, like, really complicated, like, brown-level belt stuff, and I'm like, oh, this is so cool that they're incorporating this, and then they start throwing punches. I'm like, eh, you can't win them all, but...
Right.
Yeah, which is,
the four-way.
Yeah, the four-way. That was actually next, believe it or not.
Okay.
You know, that Christian Haim, Isaiah,
Alex Colon, and Dustin Reyes did battle in a four-way. Really fun little four-way. They did some really cool stuff. They did a freaking doomsday device on the outside that was just brutal because it was, I believe, Alex.
It was Alex Colon up, and I think it was Isaiah's shoulders, and then Christian dove through the ropes. If you watch PWG, the Rockness Monsters do this spot, like,
right.
Every
but,
show.
But there's a guardrail, and Isaiah, I believe, and Dustin Reyes just ate guardrail right on their ribs.
Yeah,
it
that looked not fun.
Yeah, it was gross.
If you're a fan of, like, those PWG opener-style matches where they go out there and do everything they can possibly do, and the crowd is, like, going nuts for it, that's this match,
absolutely.
Pretty much.
Absolutely. What else do we have? You want to talk about the Billy Rock?
Yeah, Billy Rock.
Against Ricochet. Billy Rock, King of Indiana.
King of falling on his head because Ricochet throws him into the wall with a monkey flip.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
I think everyone expected Ricochet to flip off that wall, and Billy Rock took a monkey flip into it.
Yeah, if you've never seen, like, this, like, clip on YouTube where Ricochet in the Joliet IWA building runs up the wall during his entrance, they were looking like they were going to do something like that, and then, like, Ricochet doesn't do it. Billy runs at him, monkey flip into the wall, Billy lands on his head. It looked like Billy about died, but it was awesome. And then if you've ever seen Billy Rock, you know, he does really cool, like, Johnny Saint Rule, the Sport British stuff. It might have looked the best I've ever seen out of him. And he's done some really cool stuff before, but him and Ricochet were spot on with that.
Absolutely. I should have had a notebook or something. I should have wrote everything down because I'm sure we're missing.
But see, we shouldn't have because we were sitting with Jason Saint, who was involved with The Last Summer, which you should find on Facebook at facebook.com, I believe, / The Last Summer.
TheLastSummer-movie.com and buy the DVD for $5 and $2.50 shipping, or $5 shipping, or something like that. You should really, if you like American Pie, if you like Superbad, if you like comedies like that, you should check out The Last Summer with Jason Saint.
If you like Schindler's List, if you like Tuesdays with Maury.
Rosemary's Baby.
Yes, Rosemary's Baby. Maybe Rosemary's Baby, you know, dick joke. I don't know.
Right.
But, Jason Saint, really cool dude. Put him over here.
Yeah, definitely.
What the heck? I know the main event was real hot. I don't know.
Tony Kazina and Tarek, the legend, had a clinic, I guess you would say. If you've, I kind of compare it to Tarek's match with Ian Rotten for Retro Night.
A bit,
everybody,
yeah.
You know, jizzed their pants over. It was a fun little, you know, 20-minute clinic or whatever, but like I said, the people were hot. They were sweaty. They were tired. And I think the match might have suffered from it, but it was a really good match. It was really solid. And then after that, Davey Richards, Kyle O'Reilly, and Adam Cole came out and were kind of talking smack, like, you know, talking like Ring of Honor was king shit and you know, IPW wasn't nothing. And then Sammy came out, defended IPW, and then Davey said something about Dragon Gate, which was like, ooh, I'm a shooter, I'm shooting, woo, woo, woo. But then Sammy Callahan was out there, and didn't they attack Sammy?
They jumped Sammy. I think Tarek was, like, laid out outside the ring, And then the Irish Fair Board came out, and then Davey was all like, I'm not defending the belt tonight or whatever, and then Mike Williams comes out with a contract in hand and says, you're wrestling tonight, but we're switching up the match. It's going to be all you guys right now.
And, like, you know, the fans were kind of bummed, you know. I really wanted to see that tag match, Cole and O'Reilly against the Irish Airborne. But I guess Davey got hurt. It's common knowledge now that Davey was hurt. He couldn't go 110% like he usually does in the ring, so... You know, we had to switch stuff up, do eight-man tag. Hot as fuck, eight-man tag. It was 900 degrees in the building. It was 10,000 degrees when that match was going on. It was just amazing, just a really good match. Just, like, you know, they would hit certain sequences, and, you know, people would chant IPW, and it was just... I don't even know what to explain. What would you compare it to?
I love the opening because I love 8-man to start off with dudes brawling everywhere. You had guys on, you know, you had two guys paired off over here, two guys paired off over there, a couple guys in the ring.
Dave Chris did a moonsault on Adam Cole on the outside. It was Tarik the Legend, Irish Airborne, and Sammy against Davey, Cole O'Reilly, and Kazina was the 8-man tag. And... Yeah, it was just really good. Just a really good match. Everybody was into it. The crowd was into it. Tony Kazina not liked at Fountain Square.
He won't be running for mayor in Indianapolis anytime soon.
Right.
Did they get the heat on Tarik, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, I've known Tarik. I'm about to be 23 years old. I've known Tarik probably 14 or 15 years of my life, and to see him against in the ring with the Ring of Honor champion, that kind of made me feel good inside. You know, he was, you know, he paved the way for all these guys, and he's the reason that these guys get to wrestle in main events and stuff like that, and, you know, he got to, you know, experience that, I guess.
And for Ring of Honor fans who are listening to this who haven't gotten to see a lot of Tarik, I mean... All I can tell you is he hung with Davey Richards.
Right.
Which not a lot of guys can do, which is no knock on a lot of guys. Davey goes a million miles a second, but Tarik was hanging with all the stuff. And it's not like there was a weak link in this match. Everyone was...
Oh, you know what match we forgot?
The weakest link match?
The Danny Havoc, Drake Younger match.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez. That's not a match to forget.
Yeah.
Are you guys experiencing man loving here again?
We are. Sue Jackson's fiance is in the room right now, yelling at us for
being.
Yeah. Anyway.
Man, what about that
fucking Drake Younger match?
Jeez, they just went. I would compare it to a WrestleMania Undertaker match.
Yes.
With Death Match Weapons. Absolutely.
Danny Havoc, I'm surprised didn't die in that ring.
Yeah, it was absolutely nuts. It was just a really good death match.
And I feel like we're the last guys in a bar, but...
We probably are.
Yeah, like, Danny took, the vertebrae of the Drake's Landing onto an open chair.
Yeah.
There was,
He took a suplex on a chair that was laying on its side.
Yeah.
Which freaked Jason Stane out. He was freaking out. Mm-hmm. He took something off of a table on the top rope, a la Chris Benoit and Sabu, through a table or a door or something like that.
It was a big piece of wood.
The referee got fireballed in the face.
They literally did everything you could think of with, like, any... I think the only thing that wasn't involved was light tubes, but they did not need them.
And the kitchen sink. Nope.
The kitchen, no kitchen sink. I'm sure we could have arranged it, but it just didn't happen.
I guess that's really... It's a condensed version of the podcast.
Yeah, the condensed version of the podcast that doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever. Don't go to MikeandDumbers.com, because there's stuff there.
There's stuff about Reed Biffy there.
Yes, that's the first thing that comes up on Google, I think.
The lights are still on, but no one's home.
But stay tuned, January. Big stuff's coming. Actually.
ZennyProWrestling.com.
Yes, ZennyProWrestling.com, October 1st, Shocktoberfest.
With Colin Thriller. Yes,
who's a dude that a few of us in this room have seen, and he is quite the high flyer.
November 5th is the CZW IPW doubleheader.
Which has with Noro Barbed Wire Mask, DJ Hyde, and Sammy on one of the shows, and Drake against Scotty Vortex in a
cage.
Steel cage, House of Horrors, but not really match.
Reed Bentley will be there too.
Really, really, really. Are you confident enough to say that you'll be booked?
I'm confident enough to say that I will be booked every night for the rest of my life.
You and your scary Sherry eyeliner going on there.
That's a Matt Cage slap. That's a badge of honor. Courtesy of Matt Cage. At Proud Caucasian.
See, Twitter. If you wrestled Davey Richards, it would be the badge of honor. Get it? Waka waka. But with that, I think we're going to head out before this thing gets too out of control. I am Tom. That has not been Mike. That has been Nick Manilow. And if anyone in this circle wants to say goodbye, I say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm Jess. Follow me at jessesbeesknees.com. No, not .com.
Facebook.com/BigSueJackson.
And we're out.
I could have been a tragedy. That's why these fake niggas who call me pussy are mad at me. Cause they ain't have the smarts or the heart. Ain't you read the fucking book, Things Fall Apart? I was never gonna stay the same. All I ever really wanted was to change the game. Spent the year kicking ass and taking names. Try to tell it to your heart, Taylor Dane. Mama told me I was special when them test scores came in. Calling me the new Will Smith, that's Jaden. Calling me a faggot when I'm rapping, that's hating. I need to slow down, what the fuck is y'all saying? Step inside the party, y'all niggas is mood killers. My lifestyle simple, live easy.